This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. It is 7:04 and it is Friday morning. We have Pretenders tickets right now. They are back together and they're coming to the Masonic in San Francisco on Friday, June 22nd. If you love the Pretenders, pick up your phone and call us right now. We'll take caller number 9-800-400-3697. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at sfmasonic.com. Or you can win a pair right now. Be caller number 9-800-400-3697. The Pretenders at the Masonic. Hooman, did you say you just posted something?
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay.
In honor of World Health Day, which is tomorrow, I just... work out.
And Beard Day. Isn't tomorrow National
Girl,
Beard Day?
Isn't today Beard Day?
Today's Beard Day?
I think it's
I might have to have a beard today.
Those are conflicting.
In honor of World Health Day.
Right.
You got to get the party out on Friday for World Health Day on Saturday.
Brennan and I surround ourselves with a bunch of hot yogis. And
back in the good old days when he invited me to stuff.
I posted a picture of us kind of staging a cool shot with the girls. From a few years ago.
This is on the Alice 973
No,
Instagram?
No, it's on Hooman TV.
Oh, Hooman TV. Hooman.
We're promoting Hooman, Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize.
We're promoting all of us.
Yeah,
check
I want us to all get.
Clark, Uzette, Brinny Boy, Vin Hassan.
Vonda Wizard. Yeah, we want to, look, we're all, I'll admit it, I'm a little jealous that Alice has like 20,000 more followers than we do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It doesn't seem right.
I hope you guys all work out this weekend, do something. I know Yuzette's got a...
I'm going to be sitting on the couch. It's raining.
Okay, great. Well, Vinny, Brent, I hope you guys work out this week.
I had a plan to work out tonight with Scott Capurro.
Oh,
I don't know
yeah.
if that's going to work out.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
see.
Yeah, sure. We're going to talk to him in a second. I wanted to do this Conor McGregor story. This is a crazy story. I guess, is it Dana White? Is he the head of the UFC?
He is.
Yes.
Somehow or other, Conor wound up getting stripped of his title. They took his belt.
Well, he needed to fight.
In order to keep it. He can't just permanently have it.
The deal they have is that you can't sit on your title and just say, I'm champ. I'm not taking any fights right now. So, and the UFC, in a sense, that's what keeps them moving is they've got a lot of people who want to fight.
And there are two people who were on a particular card for this weekend who were going to fight for the title that Conor felt was his.
Oh, the one that he'd lost by not taking
Taking fights.
Right.
So Conor was pissed, got a group of what seemed like about 30 of his dumbass friends together, and so they did a media event for these fights that are happening this weekend, and as the bus is leaving the underground parking of this arena or wherever the hell they were, and by bus I mean kind of luxury transport van. It almost looks like kind of an RV. It has like a little van front, but then kind of a big...
Sort of like the Bowers that we see
like
around
that.
Here.
Yeah, uh-huh. So it's I believe it's
all
white.
All the tech buses.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has like dark tinted windows. Mm-hmm. And Connor's like yelling at the bus and screaming, and the guys are trying to move the bus out. And Conor runs over and grabs a dolly, one of those two-wheeled, has a little platform at the bottom.
A hand truck.
Yeah, a little hand truck, exactly. He picks it up and he hucks it and smashes the window, one of the front windows. And we're looking at video of it right now. So there's the bus kind of pulling out. Connor's, they point to him, I believe. There he is. He runs over, he runs past the bus, picks up the dolly, and just whips it at the bus. It smashes one of the front windows in the passenger compartment.
Oh, really? It did. It really did.
And
shattered.
Just shattered. Like, those are clearly not bulletproof. One of the guys, so a couple people were cut up. One of the dudes was supposed to fight this weekend and his eye got smashed up. Like his eye was lacerated.
Oh
my God. Corneal lacerations is what they're calling them. So huge chaos at the Barclays Center.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing the media day. This hand, let's see. Two,
is that in Vegas? Where is that?
I don't know where that is. But my guess is it's Vegas. You know, let me see if I can see this here.
Well, there's a Barclays Center in New York. That's the one.
It's Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's where the Nets play.
Oh. Yeah, that's exactly where it is, Vin. So he turned himself into police last night. He was charged with two counts of assault and one count of criminal mischief. Dana White, the UFC president, said, "This is the most disgusting thing that's ever happened in the history of this company." A bunch of UFC fighters were on the bus. Two of them were injured by flying glass. Their fights had to be scrapped. A third fight was canceled because one of the participants was part of Connor's entourage, the bunch of men there that are milling around this bus and trying to block it or whatever. Dana White says that Connor McGregor's in serious trouble following this attack. He says that guy's going to jail. I guess TMZ caught up with him hours after they smashed the bus up. He said he's very disappointed and upset with Connor's actions. He's sure McGregor's punishment will go well beyond anything the UFC could throw at him. He's going to jail. People are going to sue him. He's going to have a bunch of civil lawsuits.
Yeah. What was the issue to begin with? Why was he so upset at people in the bus?
Apparently, it's this title thing. So as Vinny said, I didn't really understand what was going on, but Dana White had stripped him of his champ title because he hadn't fought. And
as you remember, he went and took the boxing fight with what's his bucket?
Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather. And he got a huge payday for that and doesn't need to fight and is in no rush to go fight. And so they stripped his title from him, or I'm guessing that's what he's upset about. But often this is the problem with these guys, is they encourage this behavior, this promotional stuff,
right?
Tomfoolery, right? Craziness. As long as it works, until it goes too far, and then they step back. But my guess is, I think even Dana White is probably as appalled as he is. There's a side of him going, "We made the news again. Great job. High five." Mm-hmm. So,
well, and he had said after the Mayweather fight that Connor was 100% going to fight in the UFC again. He's probably been waiting for that. They're actually saying that, Vin, that the fact that he caused this ruckus means that the next fight he has will be worth even more. Everyone's going to make more money off of this. So Connor's been charged with two counts of misdemeanor assault, one count of felony criminal mischief, one assault charges for injuries to this guy, Michael Chiesa, hospitalized with lacerations to the face and eye. The other is for punching someone in the face several times, which I didn't see on the tape. We're told the criminal mischief charges for the damages to the bus, which amounts to about $8,000.
He'll cut a check for that. So hurting someone else, though, who trained and is getting ready for their big moment in the ring, that's kind of bogus.
Totally. All right. On the line is Scott Capurro. Scott has had a terrible week. Scott, I'm sorry to hear it. I'm sure you'll have a wonderful weekend up at the Hop Monk, if you can. I guess you'll just take an Uber up there.
Is there a bus to Nevada? Anybody know of a bus? Anyone know about a bus to Nevada?
I'm sure there is public transport
to
get up there. But what's wrong with your car? Why can't you just take your car?
We were down in Los Gatos looking at a venue, and then we went to the Bay Club and had a really chillax day. And then we pulled out of the Bay Club. We're like, oh, look, Netflix. Bam! And someone rear-ended us in their Prius, of course, a Prius driver.
Yes. And How does getting rear-ended
total your car?
I know. Well, it was a 2002 RAV4, so I guess the repairs are not worth the car. She hit us pretty
hard.
Or
is this a play for the Infiniti that your sister got that you wanted?
I've already asked Finn, and she said no. Well, she said, "I'm totally stressed. I can't give you the Infiniti."
You're
she
working said, I, on it. It's, you know, you don't have a car. You have a gig tonight. You just let me use the Infiniti, right?
And just never give it back.
She's got a green Dodge van parked on her property. She said it's like a '87 that she said I can use. The sliding doors. I'm like, no, I don't want No, I want the anyway. So
how to make Scott creepier? Give him an 87 green van with sliding
with tinted windows.
Right. Oh my God, you're right. You can't drive that car.
I think it's got a comedy horn too, like every time. So yeah,
Or it just goes wah wah wah.
Well, you got some. I mean, I'm sure you got money for the car that can't be fixed.
A little bit.
Go buy another car.
Well, it's so stressful. How do you buy a car? I don't even know how to do it.
What?
You go online, you go to the dealership. I haven't bought a car in years.
Oh man. Would you ask your dad? I'm sure your dad's bought many cars in his life.
If there's anyone out there that's selling a really nice RAV4 for like, you know, $6,000.
Oh, you love that car? You love the RAV4, huh?
I'm addicted to it. Yeah, I know. And they're hard to find.
They're not bad. I've actually looked at them. They're decent cars.
What else would you suggest, Finn?
Go get that. Go to a Toyota dealer and buy a new one.
Right.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Right.
Hello?
That sounds pricey. It sounds pricey.
Well, your dad. Right.
Go buy one that's a couple years old, but you don't have to have an O2. I mean, you know, $6,000, that's a decent down payment on a car.
Really?
Better
down
than...
Down payment? You mean take out a loan? Oh, you're crazy. No.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. An artist of your stature can't just go buy a RAV4 with cash? They're not exactly Porsches.
I can maybe trade in my dad's Infiniti for a RAV4. What if I could get that away from my sister for 5 minutes and trade it in? Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Well,
yeah.
I'm
if you have
sorry.
Any better ideas.
I have no ideas.
You could go see my
it's
husband.
So disturbing.
Yeah, get a Mercedes.
Really?
You should try. Dude, you are an artist.
Yeah. You should be seen in a Mercedes.
Yeah, Scott.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are what, like 8 or 9,000?
Yes, they're like 8 or 9,000.
Come on.
Right.
All right. Maybe you guys can all... Maybe we could do a Facebook thing through the station and raise like $5.
No, we're not raising money for you. You're insane. Oh, my God. GoFundMe. I need a new car. You know what? If anyone has a car that they want to sell to Scott, then you can go to his Instagram, right? People can direct message you there.
Sure, yeah.
Show
me a picture of the car.
I think it's just Scott Capurro.
I want leather interior.
No, you can't be.
Oh my
you're
God! You
beggars
are the last person anyone's gonna want to get involved with. Listen to you.
Vinyl.
I want
you.
Nice leather. Really, I prefer beige leather. It looks nice against my tan legs, and I want it to warm up. And I want it to be either a rusty red color. I like that. Or a light, nice green color.
Okay.
Is that possible?
1 P, 2 R's, a whole lot of
don't
whining.
Don't do it. Do not do it.
Scott Capurro.
Hey, Scott, am I seeing you tonight still then? Are you still going to
Yeah, we got it. They gave us a rental for 3 days.
Oh, great. Okay. I just want to make sure of that. All right.
Yeah,
so what is, you guys have a workout plan?
Yeah, I'm
But it's going to be a storm.
Well, it's not going to be outdoor. It's going to be indoor.
Yeah, but he's still going to drive there.
That's why I'm asking him. I mean, he doesn't have
to. Well, we'll see what it's like. But, Brent, no, you can't break my arm or anything. I got to work.
He's going to go do Cook Sulwang with...
With Edson,
too. That'll be
fun. I'm going to have him put some gloves on.
So are you going
to
teach an adult class there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's going to hit you in the face, Scott. Don't worry.
I might.
You're too tall. I don't know. I don't even know if Brent can reach you with his foot. It's a challenge, Brent. All right, Scott Capurro, tomorrow night, the Hot Monk in Novato. Good luck with the car situation. You know, keep me. I know you'll let me know all day long with
texts. I feel
text.
Like you guys aren't really supportive about this.
What am I supposed to say? I'm not going to give you one of my cars.
That's what I'm saying. You have like 7 of them.
No, I
Why
don't.
Are you mocking me? Just give me
my
a car.
Son has a car at school, and we each have our cars. I don't have a spare car. It's not like the old days before I had kids who drove.
Why does Riley's car?
And
have
by the way, last time I lent
you
a car, you guys put diesel in it.
Yeah,
we fixed it. We made it run better.
And lost the
and
key
lost
fob.
The key fob.
And I hate to say it, but I smell a rat. You were just bitching about that car not getting the Infiniti like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is a play for the Infiniti.
All right,
you
I'll
guys stopped short on purpose.
But that Infiniti's kind of old too. Actually,
all right, Scott, all you're the best. Love you. Kiss your husband. Well, I'll see you soon. Okay, bye bye. Oh my God!
Yikes!
I want leather interior. Shut up!
Do not do it. If you're thinking of doing it, don't do it.
I don't know if you need to get rid of a car. Yeah, wouldn't it be so fun to deal with Scott today?
Oh.
So there's this guy named Tony Finau.
Never heard of him.
He's a golfer, and he's like the 34th ranked golfer in the world. And
Tony Finau.
Yeah.
I've never heard of him. I hadn't either.
But people have heard of him now because he, they do a little par three. This is at the Masters in Georgia. They do a par three day where everybody sort of hits through a short course. And actually, there were a couple of interesting hole-in-one stories. One of them was Jack Nicklaus's grandson.
Yes.
I think Jack actually said, I'm done. Go, you take it. And the kid just randomly, and clearly he golfs, got a hole-in-one. So there's, you know, grandpa.
Wow,
oh, the kid's got Nicklaus on his back.
Sure.
And then this guy, Tony Finau. Finau. Do you have a, do we have a pronunciation? Oh, are you going
to
shoot?
No, I have the video.
All right,
ready
so Vinny, he's, go ahead, roll it. He's going to shoot it. It rolls, it's almost off, and then it rolls back. Looks like it's out, rolls right back, and right into the cup.
He spun that right in, didn't he?
And yep. Then the guy, he's so happy. Now he's running down the green, and he's just, oh, my God, hooray, and I'm turning, and I'm breaking my ankle. So
watch this part, though, Vin. Watch this part.
No, I don't
this
is the part.
No, you,
did you see
that? Oh, Dad, he dislocated it,
and
he
popped it right back in. Now look, here he is,
he's
right
walking.
After he's barely even... Barely even limping.
He must have done that before, huh?
That's exactly what I was thinking because he seems completely unfazed by it.
Stop showing it, Bryn!
I gotta put it on repeat. One more time.
Boom, right back in.
Oh, snap. Oh, that is
so
awful.
So then yesterday he played all day, killed it. He's in like second place in the tournament. He just taped it up. He didn't get any pain shots or anything.
I have a friend whose shoulder used to dislocate. Oh, or
God.
What? Shoulder?
Yeah,
arm?
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. And he used to... I remember the story was he was on a surf trip and it dislocated, and he said he just stepped on it, like he stepped on his hand actually, and somehow that
he could pull it and
ricochets it back in. I don't know, but he said, and then he waited a little while, but went and finished the surf trip.
The problem with dislocating stuff is that once it's been dislocated, it's like that many more times likely to happen again, and it just they.
Well, and then
become little slippery joints.
When they finally fix it for good, it's often too tight to ever be
full rotation.
Like give you the full function again.
So going into yesterday, Tony wasn't even sure if he'd be able to play. As it turns out, he not only played, he killed it. He shot a 4-under 68 in the opening round, finished tied for second with Matt Kuchar, two shots behind the leader, Jordan Spieth. As for his ankle, he... No pain-numbing shots, no pills. You just taped it.
Good for him.
I know. An interesting
that
story out
awful.
Of golf. And you told a golf story to me. Yes, didn't a bus overturn on the way to the Masters?
Oh, yeah, that's true. And the driver got a DUI.
Who was on the bus? Just spectators?
A bunch of spectators headed to the Masters.
Yeah. Golf in the news.
Well, the Masters is a big one.
Migos, the band... Their vehicle was pulled over, searched by police after performing a concert at Appalachian State University,
wow.
Appalachia. They found an insane amount of drugs in the vehicle. Surprise,
sure
everyone.
Did.
According to the Boone Police Department, officers working security Thursday night at the Holmes Convocation Center, where the Migos concert happened, detected an odor. That smells like the doobie weed. And so... As it left, they pulled it over and searched it, and the cops ended up seizing 420 grams of marijuana. How much is that? Is that a lot? 26 ounces of codeine and some Xanax.
Codeine is the syrup, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's that stuff they put in soda.
Right, and the double cup.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, three members of the band's entourage were charged. They name them here, but they're just random names or roadies or whatever. Two of them were cited with misdemeanor possessions, but one was charged and arrested for felony possession of marijuana with intent to sale slash deliver. After the concert, which only Quavo and Takeoff were performing at, Offset, they didn't say why, but Offset wasn't there.
He's trying to make it up to Cardi B, right?
I guess so. Witnesses claim they saw police ransacking the SUV with duffel bags were being searched.
How many grams did you say?
420 grams of marijuana.
That's a lot of weed.
Well, that's less than a pound.
Still a lot
of weed.
How
many ounces? Yeah, I mean,
well,
an ounce
you know,
is a lot.
1 pound is what, 16 ounces?
Mm-hmm.
So it's less than 16 ounces. It's about 15 ounces.
Oh. So, but about a pound. I mean, that's
yeah,
good size about, amount of weed.
Yeah, about this big.
Yeah.
About a balloon great. Size.
Yeah.
Well, they are a couple of rappers on tour.
Sure. The Jersey Shore reunion show. They played.
I watched it.
Oh, my God. You did?
You did? I saw a few minutes before I went to bed, but it was funny that I was waiting for you to mention it because I'd seen it. So the missus puts it on last night. I told you we had a birthday yep. thing, and then I watched Survivor. And then as I'm getting ready to go to bed, she puts on the Jersey Shore, and I'm watching it. And then I go, what gives? Why are you watching right. this? And she goes, oh, my God. And I backs up on me, and I'm all, whoa, what did I just do? And she goes, I'm watching this because you made me watch the first six damn seasons of it when it was on for real. I'd forgotten that I watched that whole thing.
Yeah. You watched the whole thing?
I think I watched the whole thing.
Weren't we all watching it?
I definitely watched time? Quite a bit of it. But when Dina got on there, I fell off. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I didn't watch the last couple seasons. But either way, so the big differences this time are that... And
the
I'm
surgery.
Not sure,
the big differences are...
Right.
The
they're actually saying... I think one of the guys even says, oh, the girls look brand new.
it's actually really sad that the surgery look is so ugly... It's just, and Snooki's got the lips that just,
yep.
There's that irregular duck thing mm-hmm. going.
Yep. Ugh. Yeah, it's not a hot look. So the thing is, that I guess they call the situation the designation now because he's sober.
Oh,
so he's the designated driver. Well, he's apparently this is going to be one of the ongoing themes for this reunion show is that this is a guy who is supposed to be sober. He didn't even so there were two episodes back to back last night. So I'm not sure if you saw the first one or the second one.
I didn't even see the whole all of anything. But the episode I saw was him calling in.
Oh, OK. So maybe that was
and
the first one.
Yeah, it must have been the first one because they were actually bringing their suitcases in. And that's when they unveil the little doll that you told us they'd brought. But situation calls in and says, the judge is going to let me come down. Mm-hmm. I guess he was in trouble. This had to do with his tax evasion.
Yeah, and he had a court appearance that he had to wait a day because he had to show up somewhere. And then I guess by the second episode, he's there. Mm-hmm. And that's when his challenge begins. And I guess they showed Pauly D is for sure the most successful out of all of them. Like the guy has... He lives in a mansion, and he keeps his motorcycles indoors just as you're walking through his house.
Oh, I didn't see any of that.
I guess that's the very beginning of the first episode. As they're each getting ready and talking about how they're going back for this reunion, they show him at his house. And I guess he lives near Ronnie. Ronnie also lives in Las Vegas, and Ronnie has knocked some girl up.
Right.
And he's really bummed out. Who's on your phone? Yeah, I know. She's looking to see if she... I want to see who it is.
It's George. Oh, my God. I watched Jersey Shore's. Too funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you love it or what?
I didn't love it, and I feel really bad that she's done that to herself. She looks ridiculous.
Snooki.
And what about JWoww?
JWoww didn't look great. Well, she's had the surgery too, yeah. So they both have that going on.
But Snooki's back in rare form. She peed in the pool and passed out in the middle of a road, from what I understand. Sounds great.
I didn't see all that, and I'm probably not going to finish their little vacation trip. But they were kind of capping on what's her name, Sammy, because mm-hmm. she wasn't there, and I thought that was whatever that is. I guess. Her and Ronnie had a breakup because he cheated on her. Mm-hmm. And somehow she's the jerk?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Meanwhile, he's back on, has some chick knocked up that he's apparently talking smack about. Like, he's not psyched that he's having a baby
oh,
in 2 months.
Really?
And that girl's there saying she's pissed that he's back on this reunion show and not with her. And so she might show up. And sounds like they're setting it up to be a great season of absolute trash.
The interesting thing about Pauly, I didn't know that he was making the most money, but he still has that awful hairdo. Mm. It's the worst, crunchiest, grossest-looking head of hair you ever saw. Mm-hmm. Yuck.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Clearly people demanded this, and it's back. So congrats on getting what you wanted, I guess. What's coming up in the news,
I got then? A DUI in the news. Oh. I've got facial hair in the news. Why you can't lose weight, and more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3's or in Vinny Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it's Friday. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Thing one, the cameras are back on. If you are a regular looker and you go to the Looking Glass, yes, they're back. If you go to the Looking Glass all the time, apparently they've somehow in the last hour figured it out. We have all the lights on and blazing, just how we like it. You go to radioalice.com/watch. It'll take you right to the Looking Glass. Vaughn's in there. Vaughn's like, I finally have something to do. So he's working hard. The other thing is the San Francisco International Film Festival is running now through April 17th. Tickets to screenings and special events are on sale at sffilm.org. And we will have some tickets to give away next week in our show. And there are actually free advanced screening passes to see the new Amy Schumer movie, I Feel Pretty. Is that the Barbie one?
No, it's the one. Oh, go ahead.
Well, when the name broke, I don't think it was ever a Barbie one. I think that this is the Barbie one, but it was never going to be Barbie, right?
I don't know. I thought that there was a... I can't remember. I thought it was a Barbie thing. Like an unpretty Barbie or something. Anyway, if you check out our social media, there are clues in there for how you can get these advanced screening tickets. All the details are at radioalice.com, but there's special code words and links, and you have to... look on our social media to find.
Have you seen the ad for it yet?
I have, yeah, absolutely. So I watched the trailer.
What happens? Does she clunk her head or something, and then she thinks she looks great even though she's chubby?
Yeah, and she starts selling herself.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's like this super hot supermodel, and
people are buying it.
Well, no, everyone's like
looking at her.
You look
the
same. What are you talking about? And she can't see. She thinks she looks like Stephanie Seymour.
It would be nice if we all thought that, wouldn't it be?
So she's
feel
like
so good about yourself,
eating whatever she wants, and she's like, "I can't even gain weight. Look at me, I look so good." With and all the people at the table with her are looking at her like, "What are you talking about, fat ass?"
But what? No one has the balls to say anything to
her. I don't know. I guess that's the movie,
right?
But that's the premise.
The Emperor's New Clothes situation,
right?
I love her. I bet you that's hilarious. Anyway, scour our social media and check that out. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by. Oh, look at this. It's not just a donut shop. It's round-the-clock flavor experience. San Francisco has a magical Krispy Kreme experience available at any time, day or night, at the new Krispy Kreme location, 353 Jefferson Street in Fisherman's Wharf. Yum. See you there.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme. Dropped off a whole boatload of donuts this morning.
Yep.
I'm crashing from the sugar high that I had an hour
ago.
Well,
take another hit. You'll be fine.
Maybe I should.
All right, here's what's happening. So as you know, the big storm is here.
Watch out.
We all made it in okay, but I'm guessing it's, you know, depending on where you are, you're
sitting in it.
Different levels of severity.
Right.
Just a quick mention, as we are, the seasons for the NBA and NHL regular seasons are winding down. The Sharks and Warriors are both playoff bound. So that's
all
pretty
right.
Cool. Very cool.
Congratulations.
So Facebook is experiencing all-time drama.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Like, they haven't seen troubles like this.
Nope.
So one of the things, I was talking to the missus who's in the tech industry last night while on the couch watching TV, and I came across, because I also, while watching TV, am online.
Of course you are.
Right. And I see this headline where Sheryl Sandberg, the COO?
I don't know what her title is.
Facebook, the headline was like, I take responsibility for it.
Okay. And why'd they fire that one guy?
Well.
Rehire that dude. Poor guy.
So I had to look and see, what is she talking? What is she taking the hit for? But there's multiple things happening right now, not just the Cambridge Analytica, which is starting this week, I guess, Facebook, or next week, Facebook will begin notifying the 87 million users whose information may have been compromised. I guess they'll notify them specifically that the data mining firm used their info and was bought by the Trump campaign. She said the company will not be making the same kind of individual outreach to some 126 million Facebook users that were exposed to Russian disinformation.
Oh.
So that's part of the issue. And then the other thing is, let me find the, sorry, I'm doing this on my iPad and there's, you just can't highlight stuff on here.
No.
Facebook's acknowledgement that all 2 billion of its users likely had their information scraped without their knowledge or consent.
Scraped?
That I was telling you yesterday.
They gathered info?
Well, more info to round out the picture of your identity that someone might be in the process of stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Whether that's your email, your phone number, or more.
Right.
All of this was done without anyone's consent. And many are calling this the wake-up call to consumers. Watch what you share, not just on social media, but on all apps and in online quizzes and more.
Mm.
You're not safe just jumping on these things and thinking it's all good.
Right.
And I definitely have the same mentality that probably a lot of people do, which is agree.
Oh, absolutely.
Agree.
I mean, I'm fully just going to agree to it.
Watch me agree. Agree.
I'm not going to decide if I'm having this or not based on your 25-page document. I just agree. What could possibly be in there?
Go to the right, grab the drag down, zip. Agree. Right?
Yep.
Right.
We all know that thing where that's a long thing. Zip.
Agree. Check the box.
Yep. Let's move on.
Are
what
you
else?
Sure you agree? Yes.
Hit okay.
Okay.
Sign your name.
Yeah, we got to think more about what we're willing to hand to people. If Facebook just sits there thinking it's all good and while we're all getting rolled,
right?
Then
let's
what?
Let's be honest here. If you don't agree, you don't get the app.
That's exactly right. So do I want the app? Yeah. I'm going
to
agree.
If there's an option for us to get the app without agreeing, we'll do that. How's that sound, everybody?
It sounds unrealistic.
Right. Well, it's the same thing that I've gone through with home purchases or everything else.
Right.
They put the paperwork in front of you, and you're like, well, I got
to
leave
even
here
bother.
I got to
right.
leave here with keys.
Yeah.
Got to. I don't have the Facebook app on my phone, but they say that's one of the issues that, you know, the app will pull all the information about the people in your contacts and more right onto the app. And you're not even thinking.
Right.
You got to agree.
Because I agreed.
Or you just don't know that you can opt out of certain things.
You don't even
just
bother
trying
to look.
Fire up this right. app real quick. Let me get to my people.
Right.
What is Yuzi? Like?
Love.
All right. Sorry. Hold it on there. Yep. Love. Doom. So, yeah, there you go. You need to know that. And we'll know more next week as Zuck. Your boy.
Yeah. Just, why is he my boy?
I don't know. It's better.
You have Facebook stock? You have Facebook stock,
not
right?
Not anymore, I don't.
Oh, you got rid of it?
Mm-hmm.
It's going down, by the way. I was looking at
You're
it.
You're right about that.
How do you think he's going to do in front of the panel?
Probably as crappy as he always does. He's not a very sincere, he tries to put that sincerity thing on, and he just comes off the opposite, I think, of what he's trying
to
convey.
Well, does it have to do with this? He has Asperger's, right?
I don't know what he's got, man. I don't know. He's just like, he just condescends. I feel like whenever he's talking to anybody, he seems condescending. And look, I'm sure he's a very nice guy. I really am. I think that.
Or he's not. It doesn't matter.
Or he's not, right. Whatever.
But to be the face of a big company like that and to get up there and you have to have not just credibility, but you have to have some kind of, I don't know, charisma or something to be able to make people. And maybe.
Trust you.
Yeah. I mean, that's. You want to like someone
sure.
and not feel like. Beep, boop, beep, bop.
Right, and boop. this guy's just trying to get one over on me. I mean, he comes off insincere and,
robotic
and condescending.
To me,
yeah,
but that's, maybe I'm putting too much. If he was a salesman, then we'd probably call him smarmy. So who knows? Maybe he can't win.
Yeah. Well, look, I hope he has a happy life with his wife and kids. You know, that's all you can. At the bottom line, I hope he has a happy life, and I'm. Really bummed out at the way this whole thing was handled, and I'm mad about it, which was the main reason that I sold. I was like, you know what? I don't want to be a party to this. Plus, the stock's going down. I'm going to get out now.
What'd you buy for?
$28.
Oh, damn. You made some money.
You did well.
I did. So,
so
thanks, Facebook.
Did you right.
That's right. Thank you. But if I'd sold 3 weeks ago, I would have made way more.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago, I was at 180. Yeah. So, what'd you sell? 160?
160.
That's not bad.
the 158 today, everybody. Hmm. Should we look up Snap? Or
Snap. Oh, well,
don't look up Snap.
Let's all just start the chant because, you know, this is Snap's chance.
Come on, Snap, do
snap,
it.
Snap, snap, snap,
snap,
snap. Oh, it reminds me of another word, but we're not allowed to say that one.
Snap?
Reminds the other me of S word.
That chant. We were just talking about it in the movie Meatballs.
We're not allowed to say that.
I don't understand why
Spatula.
We're not allowed to say that.
People I don't get it either.
People get mad
well,
about
we
everything.
I looked up the definition and I see that there's a secondary definition to that word.
925 says, guys, the world is broken. When a radio station can't say spaz, but POTUS can go on national tab and say all Mexicans are rapists and gang members.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's something. Oh, there's no doubt
that?
There's something wrong with this world.
All right. You want to know what snap? Snap, snap, spaz.
Yes,
snap,
we want to know.
Spaz. It's at 1446. Is that good or bad?
No, it's not good. It's really bad. Very bad. Really, really bad.
You just went down to 1444.
Oh, come on.
I didn't want to say it.
A new survey asked people if they think guys look more attractive with or without facial hair, and the clear winner is
with.
Without.
Clean shaven.
Yeah. Give me a clean face.
Even a lot of guys who currently have beards agreed. 41% of women said guys look best with no facial hair. Has John grown anything ever?
Yeah, he lets it go sometimes, especially when we're on vacation or like when we used to go up to Tahoe for weeks at a time. He just let it grow.
But he's never grown a beard.
Oh, no. He's never like kept it and had it. No. No.
And do you, if he were, when he lets that grow, are you down to make out with him or do you?
Yeah, I actually find it. It does. But we don't really make out anymore. Like, it's not like the old days where I was 15 years old and 3 hours of making out was all
well,
I wanted
no,
to do.
No, but, you, I mean, there you are. You're doing it. You're face-to-face. You want to, you know,
yeah, I mean, I've never noticed it being bothersome. I think he looks, you know, ruddy and handsome with it, so I...
Ruddy?
Yeah.
I'm looking that up real quick.
I think ruddy actually means sort of red face, but it makes him look like woodsy, like a lumberjack or something.
He's like, ready.
Yeah. Red.
Yeah. Yeah, that's he doesn't want that.
You're right.
Bloody.
I thought you
it
said
covers
he,
up his readiness.
Yeah, you said that he had to... Oh, never mind, I shouldn't talk about that. I don't know what you said
when
or when.
Little rosacea?
Yeah, oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, he has that.
He probably doesn't want you to say ready.
Well, he's an Irish boy. You All know? Right. They get ruddy.
Anyway, most
rugged.
Women...
Maybe rugged's
rugged's
the word
what you
I
were
was
going
for.
Sure. Some say the beard mustache combo is the best look. Very few like just the mustache. Anyway,
some dudes look all right. You know, I just think it depends on your face. Some guys look great with a beard and mustache. Some guys look great with a beard. Some look great with a goatee. Some, you know, but some people it just seems like they're being lazy. It's like, so yeah, just done shaving, huh?
Well, one of the problems as you get older is that the darn thing shows so much gray. It's frankly dates you. Mm. Yuck. I mean.
Like, right, and it grows so fast. It's not like you could dye the thing. And
ugh. Anyway, most people like the clean look, everyone, yeah. Just so you know. I get it. I don't get it withheld, but she's not into the scratchy face.
Yeah.
She doesn't want it on
Are
her
yours
face.
Particularly crispy, and, like hard
yeah.
hairs? Yeah.
And she definitely doesn't want it between her legs, if you know what I mean.
I do, because you just told me exactly what you meant.
Right.
What do you mean?
Really? There was not a lot of mystery there, hon.
There wasn't?
No.
All right.
Like an actual map.
Where exactly? Oh, there. Okay, got it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Wow.
It's a long number.
Right, Sarah, it is Friday, and I'm leaving for 2 weeks to St. Lucia.
Oh, boy. That sounds, especially on a day like today when it's pouring out, you're just like, you know where I'm going? Paradise. Kill it.
Good for you. Have fun. Rip it
Have
up.
Have a great time.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Who knew Hooman was capable of such wisdom?
What did he say?
I think it was his speech to the children.
Oh, the failure thing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I love that speech.
Thank you.
You're amazing, Homer.
St. Lucia's near Venezuela.
It is?
Sort of. It's one of the islands, kind of close to Puerto Rico, between
it's
Puerto
like
Rico
Caribbean.
And
Caribbean. That's the only thing I knew about it. somewhere in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Tony Finneo said he has never done that before, says 415.
Oh, really? And yet he knew right how to snap it back in.
Oh, God, it's an awful picture I wish I'd never seen.
Oh, it's not so bad. He snaps it right back in.
I know, right. But you don't realize that that is all out of a line till you see him go click.
And puts it right back in.
Ah!
That's worth a minute or two today at work.
It's not.
Watch a dude pop his own foot back into place. No blood. Walk, gets up. No limp. Or barely.
There's a limp.
The first three steps, and then he's like,
but he's got a bunch of people around him. Adrenaline probably helped him there.
Oh, I'm sure. He did just hit a hole in one.
Right. Oh, that ruined his hole in one. Now forever, he's like, I got a hole in one, and then I dislocated my leg.
You know what,
leg.
Though? This is the biggest day for him. He hit a hole in one, which in and of itself, listen, the fact that Jack Nicklaus's grandson hit one the same day, that would have been the story. This guy, there's great video of him rolling his ankle. And now we all know, we're all trying to figure out how to pronounce his last name. This is a huge day for Tony Finneo. Wow.
I think it's Finneo.
Finneo. Spelled Finneo, F-I-N-A-U. Finau. Finno. Finawa.
Keep going.
I don't know. Can you see if a broadcaster all says right. it somewhere? Let's do a little research on that.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
What is it? 8 o'clock music. The new music.
All right.
Out today.
I love this segment.
Some goofy stuff today, too. It's a couple interesting things. New Cardi B, and then there's the Elton John records.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.